with especially now on YouTube and podcasts with these commentators having strong stance from one perspective or the other, it's very easy to see if you're a person who doesn't have a strong stance in, we'll talk about politics, we'll talk about the topics that are current, Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, a variety of things. If you don't have a strong stance on that, you seem weak or you seem wishy-washy. Mm. How should we live in that environment when we, especially we don't have enough time to like study both sides and all the nuances? Mm. How should we go about that thought process? Mm.
Yeah, well, I think that each one of us faces this in our relationships with other people, and it's good to start by remembering that you are a servant of Christ, and so the ultimate goal is not to make everybody happy with you or to please everyone, but actually to live in such a way and speak in such a way that brings glory to God. So it's important for all of us to be motivated by a desire to please Christ more than we are the approval of people. And so that can go either way. You know, you can, if you're motivated by a desire for the approval of people, you can say very little, or people don't always realize this, but you can say a lot. Sometimes you gain the approval of people by just saying things super strongly. And so it might look bold or it might look cowardly, but either way, it's really about the fear of man. And so I think it's important to start by saying, I am a servant of Christ. My desire, my goal has got to be to bring glory to Christ. Then second, my words belong to Christ. So I don't actually get to just say whatever I want to say. I have been given words by God to glorify him and to help others. So it's not just here in this situation, I want to just say anything. No, I need to step back and think, okay, how can I use my words to advance the cause of Christ? And then it's good to recognize the different temptations that you're going to face when it comes to a controversial issue. So one temptation that some of us face more than others is to be too soft and to not be willing to call things as they are because we're so worried about perhaps offending someone else. So that's a real legitimate temptation. Others, though, and I don't know that people always realize this is a temptation as well, their temptation is going to be to speak more than they know and to speak so strongly. And we do live in a culture that loves super dogmatic statements. And automatically, almost sometimes, people equate super dogmatic statements with courage and with really taking a stand for Christ. And yet, the reality is, sometimes you are not, you're actually, there. Things do have nuance. And recognizing the nuance isn't being cowardly as much as it is speaking true. So when you speak too dogmatically, yeah, you do get some props from a certain group of people because they're like, wow, this guy's so strong, he's so courageous. But actually, you're lying. You are actually lying because you're distorting. You're not telling things as they are. And so I think it's good for us as servants of Christ who have been given words to speak for the glory of Christ to recognize, okay, these are two temptations I'm going to face when it comes to a controversial issue. We might even ask ourselves, what is my temperament? Which way am I going to be more tempted? And to recognize that. And then also to realize that there is wisdom that is necessary. So the Bible talk, it's not just a matter of I can say whatever I want to say whenever I want to say it, even if I'm speaking what's true. So even if I've researched the issue and I do know what's true, it's not quite as simple as I always get to say it however I want to say it. The Bible says a fool answer a fool according to his folly, and then it says don't answer a fool according to his folly. And the idea is that there are complexities in life that you need to think about. How do I've got knowledge, I've got truth, how do I make knowledge acceptable in this situation, and what really is my goal in this situation? And so is it a time to protest and recognize that, you know what, I'm going to speak and I'm going to say this really loudly, And it's not going to convince anybody on the other side, but I just need to, for the glory of God, put out my protest.
Or make a stand.
Do I actually want to communicate? Do I actually want to convince? Do I actually want to persuade? Then probably I'm going to need to think through how I communicate so that other people will listen to me in this particular situation. And then also to recognize what responsibility do I actually have? Who am I, and the person I'm talking to, what kind of relationship do I have with them? And then to, you know, when we post things on social media, for example, or, you know, most of that is to people that we barely know. And so, okay, what responsibility do I have to people I barely know? And what responsibility do I have to people that I do know? It's often different. And then, of course, you know, always we want to look at our own motives. Is this really about the love of God and about the love of my neighbor? Or is this a kind of, I don't know, virtue signaling in whatever way it comes across? It's not our job to be the judge of everyone else, but certainly we need to evaluate our own motives in these particular situations. Then I think also it's wise to be careful. Like some topics we have absolutely no experience with. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that we can't speak and say what the Bible says about that. But we do have to recognize that, like, our lives, we just have never engaged with that. So a lot of people, for example, want to speak about, and now we're going to get in trouble, but like we'd like to speak about certain racial issues. And it's like, okay, of course, we need to think about this and we need to talk about this from a biblical perspective. But do you have any deep friendships with somebody who is coming from that context? Well, no. You've never had a long conversation with somebody from that context, except for an argument. No? Okay, well, maybe a first step would be, if you really feel like you need to talk about this, and it will be valuable for you to talk about this, and you have biblical insights to talk about this, maybe a better first step than posting something somewhere would be to actually develop a friendship with another believer from that context. And that's going to take a longer amount of time, but it may give you insights that you need, or you might have developed the kind of relationship where you can give them insights that they need that will be more long-term helpful. That's almost a sermon. I can see.
I don't need think about much this. To add to that, yeah.
I think what I'm thinking about, because a lot of that is leading up to posting or not posting to some degree. Like, why do we, to think about, like, why do we need to make a stand? Why do we need to say something? Do we have a position? And sometimes I think people can take that as like, oh, okay, I just rather not think about it. You know, I'll just push that off. I don't need to do anything. But like you're saying, there are people in positions, whether it be like even in our church, you're a life group leader, maybe you're a transformation group leader. Like these type of things need to be talked about to some degree, right? How do we work through it? So I think some people are just easy, like, oh, okay. In light of that, I just rather not think about it.
Right.
But that's not right either.
Yes.
Right. Because you're talking about, there's an aspect of like, that fear of man, like it's about me and like my comforts or what other people may think about me. And so in light of those things, I'll act accordingly.
Yes.
I'll act in the sense I'll make a post out there because I know a group of my people will like that, give a thumbs up, will comment, will back me on that. Or like you don't know and you're putting yourself out there and you might get on the other pendulum is you'll get canceled because you put that post out there, right? And so it's just easier, oh, I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to participate.
Yeah.
Which isn't right either.
No. I think it's good to be motivated by love of God and love of neighbor and ask, why do I feel such a compulsion to say something right now about this? Is it because everybody's shouting about this and I just want to get my voice in there? Or is it because people actually need help thinking this through and I have some sort of relationship with them in which I have the opportunity to give help? And then if in that setting, it's like, yeah, then I better step up. You know, the Lord's put me in this situation. These people really do need help in this. They're going to work and having to think this through. Then I would feel a lot more burdened to do the work to have something to say than I would like, I just need, everybody's talking about this, and I need to, you know, put something out there real quickly so that they can know I have an opinion about this too. It's like, well, no, that's not the best motivation.
That's helpful to think about. And obviously, if there's more questions and thoughts, I mean, spending time to be able to talk through it with you guys would be the best, to go into those different nuances, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to, if you have relationships in which you can have long conversations where there's back and forth and you're both pushing each other to think biblically, that's a positive kind of friendship that we should pursue. Sometimes speaking so strongly without much knowledge shuts down conversations and makes it difficult for you to grow. So I think there's got to be a way to take bold stands and also be open to learning.